Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I focus on emotional care and empowerment for empaths, sensitive souls, and those that resonate with my content. So hello and welcome. Today we are focusing on slowing down for self-care. Now this is a big deal because a lot of us don't prioritize self-care. A lot of us don't really even know what self-care really means and how important it is for us to be able to manage ourselves. So that is why I'm going to cover it for today's topic. So we have been talking all about, you know, the benefits of slowing down just to be able to think clearly and to focus and to be present. But I want to talk about slowing down to take care of ourselves. And the thing is that because we are in our bodies, we're in our minds, and maybe we haven't reached the burnout, or maybe we haven't gotten sick, but we tend to put ourselves last, right? We don't always prioritize ourselves because we are viewing things as more important, such as work, or giving more of ourselves to our family, giving more of ourselves to our partner, giving more of ourselves to all these other things, but not making sure that we are filling our own cup. So slowing down to do that is so important because no one else is going to care for you the way that you are going to care for you. No one else is going to be able to check in with you and know exactly what you need. Right? And sometimes when we don't take the time to care for us, to practice proper self-care, we become the responsibility for others. We become a to-do list for someone else. And so although you have people out there that talk about self-care being selfish, it is actually one of the most selfless things you can do to be the sole provider of taking care of you. Everyone's got to be taken care of. So when we take care of ourselves first, we put less of a burden on those who love us. So taking care of you can fill up your own cup and let that overflow to those that you care about, and the time that you have after caring for yourself can be used to give 100% to those that you love in the best way, right? When we're trying to give so much of ourselves to other people and we barely have enough for ourselves, it just really makes it very hard to feel cheerful, to feel grateful, to feel appreciative, to feel excited, to feel generous. We start to feel resentful. We start to feel depleted. We start to feel as though we're taken advantage of whenever we overgive of ourselves and we have nothing left to show for it. So it's so important that we make sure that we are taking care of ourselves and we're making the time to do that. So the first thing that I want to cover specifically about slowing down is slowing down to prioritize self-care, slowing down to create a self-care schedule. So we all have a lot on our plate. We all have things that we have to do. How can you schedule time in your day or in your week or in your month to take care of you? And what does that look like to you? Is it pampering you? Is it taking time to go to the doctor? Is it taking time to exercise? Is it taking time to meditate? Is it taking time to just be free, to have fun? All of these things are related to self-care, meaning that you don't need anyone else to help you in this way. You are here focusing on doing it for you. And by doing that, you build a stronger relationship with yourself. So it's so important to make the time, because the time is not really going to be there. You know, things are always going to fall on your plate. Things are always going to need your attention. So we have to push that time in of self-care, because not everyone does that. So make that proper time. The next thing that I want to cover in relation to that is to create a regimen, create a routine. When we only lean on doing self-care when we feel the need to slow down or feel like we're burning out, by then it's too late. And then we're associating self-care with more of a recovery. And so we don't want to burn ourselves out so much and then focus on self-care. We want to be able to keep that system afloat so we can be able to maintain ourselves, stay consistent, and keep going without burning out. So making that proper time by creating a routine. So even if it's just 30 minutes a day, getting up in the morning and just sitting with yourself, with praying or meditating or journaling, connecting with yourself in the morning. Something that I found to be a really great practice was that I would get up in the morning, and before I gave myself away to the day, before I looked at my phone and checked my emails and checked social media, I would wake up early and I would sit with my thoughts. I would journal, I would maybe read, and I would just talk to God just for a little bit, just talk, getting things off my chest, meditating, praying. And then after that, I'd get up, do some stretching, do a little yoga, get my body moving, fix myself a healthy meal or a smoothie or something in the morning or a nice tea. Then I would shower and listen to positive affirmations, getting my mindset ready and prepared. And then I would start my day. But I had to give that first hour of my time to myself before I give myself away to the rest of the world. And when I did that, I was just calm, level-headed. I could handle so much more throughout the day because I had built up my meter. I was prepared to handle whatever was coming my way because I made time to care for me in the beginning. So it doesn't have to be in the morning. It can be in the evening when you're decompressing. It can be different times throughout the day. Whatever it is for you, just making sure that you are consistently scheduling time to take care of you in whatever that looks like to you, because it looks different to everyone. But we want to make sure that when it comes to self-care, that it's caring for the body, it's caring for the mind, it's caring for the spirit, and it's caring for the emotions. So we want to make sure that we are caring for all of those areas. Now, leaning into that, what does it mean to care for yourself mentally? What does that mean to care for your mental health, right? It doesn't always mean you have to go to therapy. It could, if you feel you really need to. But it's really about listening to yourself and knowing when you're pushed to the limits, not letting your pride run the show. See, your pride will keep you from slowing down. Your pride and your ego will say, nah, you gotta win. No, you can't stop. No, you have to keep doing this. No, people are gonna think this of you. They're gonna think that of you. When you allow yourself to slow down and care for yourself in a mental space, and just let yourself be vulnerable with you and decompress and say, hey, I've had enough. This is not good for my mental health. The way that I'm feeling, how I'm maybe feeling obsessive or how I'm going about things or my behavior, recognizing when you're not feeling 100% mentally, when you're doing too much, when you're overthinking or overprocessing or whatever it is, knowing when something is not right for you And if you ignore it, then you're sabotaging yourself. But if you adhere to it, you are caring for yourself. That shows that you really do value who you are as a person. So caring for your mental health is a big deal, because I think a lot of people don't do that, or they don't exercise proper mental health because of their pride. They're afraid of appearing weak and vulnerable, and they don't get the help they need because the pride blocks them and steps in the way. And we don't do that here, right? It's all about making sure that you are good. You are good. You are good. And so when it comes to caring for yourself emotionally, this really means, how are you handling your emotions? How are you dealing with your emotions? How are you managing your emotions? Your emotions are guides. Your emotions are there to give you a little clue about what's happening, about what's going on. So are we ignoring ourselves? Are we suppressing ourselves? When we feel sad, do we escape? Do we avoid? If we feel angry, do we punish ourselves for feeling angry? Do we try to dismiss it? What is it that we're not listening to when those emotions reveal themselves? How can we better handle that and listen and take action upon those emotions? How can we care and nurture ourselves regardless of what we're feeling, and not just brushing the emotions off as, oh, they're just feelings, but really honoring them? That's caring for your emotions. When it comes to caring for your body, listening to your body. Are you tired? Are you hungry? Do you feel like you are really looking at yourself and seeing if you have any deficiencies? Are you going to the doctor, getting your blood work? Are you making sure that you're staying on top of your nutrients and staying hydrated and exercising and getting proper rest and caring for your hygiene? And if beauty is important to you, making sure that you're keeping up with that. Just making sure you're really caring for yourself in the best way. That is so, so important. So I definitely wanted to go over those main areas, because they really are so much to care for. It's not just one little thing. So we have to look at self-care from a holistic standpoint. And that also includes spiritually. How are you staying connected to that higher energy, your higher self, your higher power, God, whatever resonates with you? How are you staying connected? Because when we don't stay connected, we let the ego run the show. We let the mind run the show. And it feels like such a heavy burden when you feel like you have to do everything. And so allowing yourself to be present with just that higher energy really helps to strengthen your intuition, and it just helps to support and guide you in miraculous ways, in ways that you could not even fathom, that you know you did not do all of that on your own. It's so beautiful to be able to maintain that and to tune in and to calm yourself and to relax yourself, because we can't be go, 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 moving in this fast pace and connecting spiritually at the same time. Those two things just don't mix. So slowing down to care for that. Another way to slow down for your self-care is to do slower self-care activities, like taking a bath. When you take a bath, it really triggers so much for the brain that you don't even realize. It tells the brain that you're being cared for, because it's almost like it's mimicking the way you were in the womb when we're in all that water, sitting in that. It re-triggers the body into feeling that, and we feel cared for naturally just by taking a bath. So taking baths are super powerful for helping you to feel well cared for. And if you just think about it, I mean, as children, we took baths before showers, right? When we were really little, even just as babies, we were bathed, we were cared for, we were, you know, washed. And so by emulating that and doing that again, completely restores you in big, big ways. So take baths as a way to slow down, soak your body, relax. You can listen to some soft music, or you can just be in silence. You just be with yourself, light some candles, and just enjoy the evening. Sip on some nice calming tea and just relax. Just relax. You do so much every day, all day. It is time to just calm down and relax. And even if you feel like you're not doing a lot, just your mind is always active, always thinking. This is that time to slow down. Another way to slow down for your self-care is truly asking yourself, how well have you been caring for you? And being honest, how well are you caring for you? Are you giving yourself the best? Are you giving yourself a premium experience? Are you? Ask yourself that. And how can we get better at caring for ourselves? Is it to advocate for you? Is it to stand up for yourself? Is it to listen to yourself? Is it to develop yourself? Is it to heal yourself? What is it, right? Managing yourself is a full-time job because no one else can do it but you, and you could do it the best, okay? And so with that being said, the last thing that I want to cover when it comes to slowing down for your self-care is truly treating yourself like a full operating company. View yourself that way. And that's how we have to look at self-management. There's so much just to keep you 100%. And when you're 100%, you're pleasurable to be around. People want to be around you. You're more valuable to other people just by you being you, but you being 100%. It's truly, truly amazing to be in that space. And so in order to do that, there's so much that's got to keep you running on 100, running on full. So look at yourself as though you are a walking business, as though you are a walking company. And we know that company has to have everything it needs. It's got to have a system. It's got to have support. It's got to have marketing where we're taking care of the outside as well as the inside. Know that wherever you go, you bring your energy and you are impacting people that are around you. So when we take care of ourselves, we're taking care of those interactions that we're having with others as well. Not bringing stress on others because it spreads like wildfire. When we're in that bad mood, when we are just carrying so much negative energy, it spreads out and it leaks out onto other people. So manage yourself. However that looks, create a whole document, write things out, and just think of yourself as a business. What does it take to manage you? How much sleep do you need? What kind of food do you need? What kind of food really contributes to your health? What food makes you feel bad? What do you want to improve on? What do you want to do in life? Are you having enough fun? Are you spending enough time socializing? Are you spending enough time in your relationship life? Are you able to focus on connecting with your home and connecting with yourself on a higher level? Whatever it is, making sure that you are truly managing you and you are committed to that. Because what happens when you don't manage the company properly? It tanks. Right? It's not a successful company. So in order for you to do that, you've got to be able to slow down and really think about who you are and what it takes to take care of you. And when you slow down and notice those things and you take action, you find that life just moves a little bit smoother for you. Of course, there's going to still be things that's going to come up. But when we slow down and care for ourselves, we find that we can manage through life a little easier, right? So I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. I hope it was helpful in just getting some ideas and just knowing how important it is to slow down in order to truly care for yourself. So thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we are here on Tuesdays and Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Heart Blend Podcast.